targeted ending the Syrian unrest. Iran's foreign minister inaugurated the meeting in Tehran. Dr. Ali Akbar Salehi said the Syrian crisis can only be resolved internally. 30 countries are attending the conference on Syria. This growing alarm over the murder of civilians in Syria, the army has found at least 8 bodies on a highway in Mazeh area in the capital, Damascus. Also last week, a video was posted on YouTube showing armed men killing their captives in Aleppo. Meanwhile, Syrian government troops are now in full control of the Salahuddin neighborhood of the flashpoint city of Aleppo. Syrian militants have confirmed their withdrawal from the area. Meanwhile, Arab tribes are helping Syrian soldiers in the ongoing mop-up operations against insurgents in Aleppo. Many militants have already been killed in the fighting. Myanmar displaces tens of thousands of Rohingya Muslims from their homes as it pushes what many call an ethnic cleansing campaign against the minority. Muslims in Myanmar have been living under extremely dire conditions, but Western states have remained largely silent on the plight of Myanmar's Rohingya Muslims. A bomb explosion hits a Turkish military vehicle, killing one soldier and injuring 11 others. The blast took place in the western province of Izmir. Officials blamed the attack on the dissident Kurdistan Workers' Party, also known as the PKK. The group has been fighting for an independent Kurdish state inside Turkey. In Afghanistan, 2 men in Afghan army uniform opened fire on U.S.-led foreign troops in eastern Lakhman province. NATO forces say they lost no soldiers in the attack, but the Afghan soldiers were shot and killed. Nearly 30 foreign forces have been killed by Afghan soldiers this year. And an African-American man dies of a gunshot wound to the head while in police custody in the U.S. state of Arkansas. Police there are angry and want to know what exactly happened to 21-year-old Chavis Carter. He'd been detained last month for carrying a small bag of drugs.